Yo, what's cracking? This your homeboy Ice Cube, and you tuned in to Everything Snowboarding and More podcast. You know what it is, baby.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike with the Mountain Weekly News. Welcome back to episode number 48 of the Everything Snowboarding and More podcast. This week's podcast is being sponsored by Snow King Mountain. Snow King Mountain here in Jackson, Wyoming is now open for the 2022 season for the summer. They opened on Memorial Day. The gondola is going to the very top of the mountain. That gondola just opened this winter. They've got a new little place up top, the Summit Hut, where you can get some burgers and beers, hiking trails from the top, hiking trails from the bottom, mountain biking, a zip line going all the way down to the bottom. It's like 1,000 feet. I don't even know if I'm gonna do it. But anyway, Snow King Mountain, sponsor of this week's episode number 48. This week's special guest is Corey Weathers. Corey Weathers is the founder of Rome Beyond Travel. Rome Beyond Travel, oh gosh, these guys, they put on such a killer experience. I was up in the Glacier area up in Montana, just outside of Glacier National Park, and got to stay in these wonderful lodging, luxurious roaming cabins, kind of like a glamping, just incredible feel to it. Along with that, I got to do this really amazing bike ride on the To the Sun Highway or the To the Sun Road up in Glacier, farm-to-table food, yoga, a family experience, dogs running everywhere. If this sounds like the kind of thing you're going to want to do, you're going to enjoy this episode. So let's go ahead and kick it off with Corey. Corey, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be on the show.
Wonderful. Well, why don't you first of all tell us about the location of Rome Beyond, where you guys are currently located, and maybe a little bit about the company in general.
Yeah, we're just outside the town of Columbia Falls, Montana, which is kind of the gateway into National Park. So we're about 20 minutes from the west entrance of Glacier National Park. We have a great piece of property that looks out over the Swan and Mission Mountains that kind of flank the southern end of Glacier National Park. And we have set ourselves up as an experience platform that that provides lodging and experiences in some really unique and remote areas around the country. We've had locations in Washington, and we'll be eventually expanding kind of throughout the West and reintroducing a new Olympic National Park site next summer. But Glacier Park's been near and dear to my heart. My wife grew up outside the park in the city of Kalispell. So we've been coming here for almost 20 years, a couple times a year. And it's a magical place, summer and winter. And some of the best times to travel are fall and spring, but especially now when you get to do things like cycle on the Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park without cars. Just you, grizzly bears, deer, elk, and all the wildlife that abounds in the area. It's pretty special.
Wonderful. And outside of, you know, these amazing locations that you have, and certainly whitefish and, you know, that area, Glacier being so special, what is the camping or the lodging component? I don't want to say camping, you know, is it glamping? For me, it felt like I was staying in this, you know, luxurious, you know, Airstream that was kind of built for the mountain environment. It wasn't that big silver box. It really blended in. And then I go inside of this cabin, this, I don't want to say trailer because it doesn't seem like
it doesn't do it justice, does it?
No. Well, you know, tell us about the lodging and kind of the backstory there as well.
Yeah, so Homegrown Trailers was my kind of my vision, my project before launching Rome Beyond, and Homegrown Trailers fused all the elements of a tiny house, but then into a package that is more aligned with a travel trailer that allows people to be mobile and to travel on a regular basis. But yeah, I think a lot of inspiration from the Airstream in terms of the look. We actually had an article written years ago calling us the sexy lumberjack Airstream, and I said, Airstream inspired, but also tiny house inspired, and the shape and the look is kind of that classic home-built teardrop. But like you said, you know, it is really a luxurious interior. We use a lot of sustainable products like cork flooring and 100% recycled paper countertops from a company called Rich Light in Washington, FSC certified woods. So we really gone to great lengths to source both beautiful materials, but also comfortable and sustainable materials, and provide people with everything they need in a fairly small footprint. It's only 126 square feet, but it definitely feels larger than that when you're inside. So you've got a queen bed and either a dining area or a twin bed or bunks. You've got an actual shower and a toilet and a full kitchen with good sized refrigerator, induction cooktop, hot water sink. So all of the things that you would need for a stay. And the most beautiful thing is that we build them with solar panels and lithium ion batteries. so that people can really have that experience anywhere. As long as we have sun and access to water, we can provide people with a pretty unique and elevated camping experience, if you will, just about anywhere. We actually try to move away from the term glamping, because I think it doesn't always do us justice in terms of people's perception of glamping.
I agree, and it's really hard even just describing the type of lodging. You know, I like that kind of lumberjack term that you had described. It had this just real luxurious feel. You know, I walked in and the first thing I noticed was the bed and the pillows, and I sat on the bed and I kind of sunk in and I was like, whoa, this is exactly what I would want after a long day of, you know, being out in the park, whether it was hiking or biking or riding e-bikes. And then you guys had heated blankets. I still got to buy one. Was it Bed Bath & Beyond that you got those from?
Bed Bath & Beyond, yeah. They've got a couple different styles. But it's a really efficient way to keep people warm from an energy standpoint. But it is also really incredibly comfortable. It's more prevalent in Europe. But yeah, we introduced that last winter in the cabins. And the mattresses too are amazing. It's a company in Portland called Stumptown Mattress. And they do just a fantastic job with kind of their sustainability ethos, but building a really comfortable mattress. And I'll say we have more people comment on how well they sleep. I think it's a combination of how quiet and how secluded the roaming cabins, as we call them, are, but also the mattress and the amenities that we pick out.
And if somebody wanted to come and be a part of not just staying with Roam Beyond and your, you know, wonderful property, but actually doing the Going to the Sun Road, what does the whole package entail? I know we've kind of got a couple weeks left, the 9th through the 12th available, possibly the 16th through the 19th. So there's still availability to come. So you get to stay in these, you know, these really killer, you know, lodging, these little cabins that are, you know, on your beautiful property. And then what else does this package include?
Yeah, I'll kind of just walk you through the weekend experience. And one of the reasons we've gone this route as a company is that we really want people to immerse themselves in the local area and in nature. And that doesn't just mean our Glacier location, but as we launch more locations in the future, it's a really important component of what we do. So having people stay three nights or more really allows you to kind of settle into an area. But we're also finding that people want to do activities that allow them to get the most out of their experience. And so providing these curated itineraries does just that, but it also allows people to kind of build some community. And, you know, post-pandemic, we're all really looking for that connection with others. And so to have an environment where you can come together with like-minded people, or as we kind of like to say, I know it's a little cheesy, but bike-minded people for these experiences, it's super fun to have that curated experience. So people arrive on Thursday, they can fly into Glacier National Airport, and we're driving. You know, we're about an 8-hour drive from Boise and from Seattle, about 10 hours to Portland, a little longer to Denver. But it's it is a pretty central location depending on where people are coming from. And then Thursday nights on your own, lots of great restaurants in the area, or you can pick up something in town. We've got a great butcher shop down the street, a couple of great grocery stores, farmers market on Thursday night in the summer times that just opened last week. And then you can bring your items and cook in our barn. We have flat top griddles and barbecues. And then Friday, we have a breakfast bar available in the morning, and then a buffet style pack your own lunch with snacks and things. And then you can either go hiking in the Flathead National Forest or mountain biking on the Whitefish Trail system. And we have a shuttle that picks you up, bikes available. You can choose from a gravel bike if you want to ride a gravel bike, or you can do a mountain bike. And then Friday night, we have a farm to table meal with a local chef. So that's prepared on property. Some of our chefs do foraging for wild mushrooms and things in the area, and really, really killer meals. Saturday, we've got a hot breakfast bar that includes breakfast sandwiches and once again, kind of pack your own lunch. And then shuttle picks you up and takes you into Glacier National Park. And we have two options for bikes. Again, you can do a standard bike if you're feeling up to it, or you can do an e-bike. And when the road opens all the way to Logan Pass, which is the summit in the Going to the Sun Road, it's 32 miles round trip. But that first 16 miles up is mostly a climb. 12 of the 16 miles is climbing, as much as a 6 or 7% grade. So it's a pretty grueling climb. And we make the e-bike an option because it really opens it to all ability levels. Or if you're just not, you know, you still don't have your cycling legs under you for the season yet, it's a great way to still get out and ride. And you can work as hard or as not as hard as you want based off of how much power you use with the e-bike. And then back that evening to Roam Beyond. And we'll have a gourmet burger bar with local grass-fed organic beef. Or we do Impossible and Beyond Burgers as well for vegetarians and vegans. And a whole bunch of local salads. And then Sunday morning before people head out, we do a yoga session with a local yoga studio. So somebody comes on site and takes us through a restorative yoga class to kind of recover and stretch those tired muscles before you hop in the vehicle or hop on a plane and fly back to where you came from. So, you know, we built it out so that the program is pretty much all inclusive for the weekend experience.
So for a bike-minded person or somebody in general, you get to come, you get the best night's sleep that you've had in a long time. You have a farm-to-chef table meal, meeting, you know, these new friends that you're going to make. You get to go and do this ride. Now, I'm not going to lie, when I first was looking at the ride, it seemed like it was more grueling than it was going to be. And I'm sure that you can make it as hard as possible. And even when I got the e-bikes, I thought, well, how much of a butt kicker is this going to be today? And a lot of the people, actually, it was their first time on e-bikes that I was with, and everybody had such a good time, and nobody struggled going uphill. If anything, you know, we saw a couple people that didn't have e-bikes, and on that last pitch, they were kind of pushing their e-bike, or they're pushing their bicycle up. You yourself rode a traditional road bike up. Yep. And, you know, it was just really cool to see that this is for all ability levels. Because again, when I first looked at the mileage, you know, whether it was 16 miles or 32 and the elevation, I thought, gosh, like, what am I getting into here? And was absolutely pleasantly surprised. And then to come back and, you know, have the amazing location and to be with all these people and to have the meal and then to wrap it up Sunday morning with the yoga. I mean, it was kind of just this perfect restorative, like, okay, like we've nailed everything. You know, it was the location, it was the customer service, it was the activity, it was, I mean, everything. It was, I had never, this might sound weird to some people, I had never had a Beyond Burger, and you cooked me a Beyond Burger, and I was just floored. I was like, wow, like this is, and the fact that you had those options for other people, and even when the chef came, so much of his meal, I think we did end up having trout as our main piece, which was amazing, and local trout, but everything else, he was like, oh, I foraged these, and these are from here, and this is, there was just such this cool story, and for somebody that's really kind of tuned into nature and wanting these experiences, it was perfect. It was exactly the type of thing. I mean, when I read it, I was like, ooh, this is like the type of trip that I would book to like go on my own vacation, let alone a work trip.
Well, and that's good to hear. And that's, you know, that is our goal, is that we want people to have, you know, the best possible experience and really be educated throughout the process. And like you said, people of all ability levels and, you know, people with dietary restrictions, whatever it may be, we really want to make sure that we can accommodate everyone. And as you know, that takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of intention going into the preparation to make sure that that we hit the mark on all the pieces. But it's super important to us, because if you feel comfortable, if you feel included, if you feel like, you know, people thought about your ability level or whatever it might be, you're going to have such a better time. And I think you're right. Saying it was perfect is awfully nice. It was close to perfect. But yeah, I think everyone who was out last weekend had a tremendous time, and we've got another group starting today, and yeah, four more weekends of amazing experiences for folks. So really, really stoked to get people out here.
And then I didn't mention, but you guys are also very dog friendly as well for a property.
We are. Yeah. It's one of our, I think one of our big differentiators as a company. It's really hard to travel in this day and age with dogs. That we have made a commitment that all of our properties will be dog friendly, and we'll have areas for dogs. And, you know, we also have some of the roaming cabins and some of the areas that don't allow pets, or people who have pet allergies or maybe don't want to be around pets while they travel. And so we can accommodate, you know, both groups of people. We also have partners in the area, three different partners who do day-long dog sitting and kenneling. So if people want to go into Glacier National Park because you can't take a dog other than on the roads and in the parking lots. If they want to go in without their furry friend or their fur baby, we have options for them to have somebody watch them for the day so they can go explore without.
Wow, that's wonderful. And you kind of started this off with the backstory about you had created, you know, these, it's really hard for me to use the word trailer.
Call them roaming cabins. It's okay.
Yes, the roaming cabins. So people can actually live in, these aren't just for the summer, correct? I mean, you can, theoretically, you can live in these year round.
Totally. And we have a lot of people who live in them year round. And I'd say most people who live in them off the grid year round live in more of the southern climates. You know, the winter is, you really need to have some grid connection if you're getting into freezing temperatures or snowy climates at night. And if you've got solar panels that you're not brushing off the snow, obviously, you need some way to continue to charge. But yeah, they are insulated really well. They're designed for all seasons. And people travel year round. I mean, we have a lot of people who kind of chase the sun in them throughout the year. And it's a fun way to go. We are working on a design for more of a fixed cabin that will still function off the grid, but will be built to passive house standards, which is some of the kind of most robust in terms of insulation and low energy needs. And those will be available in areas like Glacier, where people can have truly an off the grid wintertime experience as well and be incredibly comfortable and warm.
And because these roaming cabins are actually on wheels, this is something that you can just take anywhere. And so do you have a website for the actual, like if somebody wanted to purchase a roaming cabin?
Yeah, so homegrowntrailers.com is our website, and that is the product that we use. We're only going to be producing a handful a year for individuals, but in the next 3 years, we're going to start selling our roaming fleet. So after 5 or 6 seasons, we'll be selling the roaming cabins, so you'll be able to get one at a really great price, and it will still have plenty of life left in the batteries and the solar, and you know, if you want to do some upgrades or improvements to it, you can kind of make it your own at that point. But yeah, we will be transitioning away from selling via homegrown trailers, but people will be able to buy them as a previously enjoyed unit, as we like to call them. But that'll be about 3 years before we start offloading those.
Okay, dang, because I really wanted to buy one of these. I mean, they I was like, you know, for especially places that are having, you know, trouble with lodging, or maybe somebody wants to buy a piece of property and have kind of an Airbnb experience, something like this. I mean, this is a very different, because like you said, it's not glamping and you're not staying in a trailer. I mean, this is, I think kind of that look too, you know, you've got this, just these wood panels just throughout, and it just blends in. I mean, it feels like it doesn't seem like it doesn't belong there. I mean, it truly is. I think wherever you put it, especially in a mountainous environment, and I'm sure in a desert and cool places like that, but there's just something about seeing it, you know, next to the trees and, you know, with grass out your front door and, you know, being able to, you know, take a step out of the front door and have your feet in nature. I mean, it's such a cool concept. And I think it really, especially for your location, you know, that person that's coming to Glacier, they're coming because they love the outdoors, and they're probably going to spend most of their time outdoors. And then if they need to be indoors, you've got power outlets everywhere. And I mean, there was a stove and there was a, you know, coffee, I mean, everything. It was like, okay, there's a shower, there's a bath, I mean, there's a shower, there's a toilet. Everything. I was like, okay, what, like, you even had extra chargers in case I had, you know, I think I saw iPhone, Samsung. I was like, wow, you're really thinking this through. I mean, this is somewhere that somebody could hang out for, you know, 3 or 4 days and be really, really comfortable, if not an extended period of time.
Well, and from a design standpoint, our goal was always to connect the interior space with the exterior space, so that the big windows and the wood materials kind of feels like, you know, in a continuation of the forest into the roaming cabin itself. But we also didn't want to stick out. You know, Airstreams are beautiful in their own right and really unique, but you put one in the forest and it looks like a UFO crash. And, you know, so we want something that looks like it fits into the forest. And, you know, if you visit roambeyond.travel, our website, you'll see how well we fit in and how kind of seamlessly they fit into the landscape. But yeah, from a functionality standpoint, it was really important to us that, you know, people had everything they needed so they could have those creature comforts. You know, people who haven't camped before, this is a great way to get oriented with the idea of camping. You know, you still have your creature comforts from home, but you're out there in the nature, you know, you're running off the grid, and it's a really cool way to experience an area.
And I like that. You know, it is a great way for people to get their feet wet with camping. And the word camping, it's, you know, is it car camping? Is it backpacking? Is it glamping? Is it the Airstreams? It's such a broad term now. And I think that there's probably lots of people that are camping that maybe they don't even know they're doing it. And like, to come to something like this, it's like, it's a total camp experience. And then especially if you bring, you know, if you end up getting 2 or 3 trailers, because then you can kind of set up like a little, you know, you've got a different tent that you set up and you've got outdoor fire pits. It's a comfortable location. I mean, I could see people coming there and being like, well, I really like it here. Like, what do you, like, we got to go into the park. I mean, the views were stunning. I mean, the sunsets and just being able to walk around, and I the property, and, you know, I don't think we mentioned, but you've got, you know, the main kind of lodge where we did the farm to table dinners. And then you had another big kind of open space, lodge type of thing that we did the schoolhouse, and we did the yoga. And it was like, it's a really fun property. Definitely something that people, you know, we played croquet and they had a basketball hoop. I watched one of the guys, you know, dunking the basketball. I was like, gosh, like what can't you do here? You know, I mean, it's, you've got a little pond. I mean, it's a really fun setup.
Yeah. And it's, we always want to tell people that, you know, when you come to Glacier, definitely set aside time to go and explore the park, but it's okay to spend a day on the property and just hang out and relax and kind of recenter yourself. I think sometimes when people want to go on vacation, they just go. I was talking with a tour operator that puts together multi-day experiences that wants to work with us and collaborate on the lodging component. And they said, you know, so many of their itineraries just go, 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 go. And oftentimes it's nice to just build in time just to be and just to relax. And oftentimes when we travel, we don't do that. You know, I always look at there's a difference between vacation and travel, but it's always good to have a down day when you're traveling.
Yeah, no, for sure. I easily could have stayed there for an extra day. I mean, I remember that last day I got the hot water going, and I'm always that guy that's just go, 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 go. And it was like, wow. Like even when I got back to Jackson, it took me 2 or 3 days before I was like kind of back into my like, okay, like I'm back in that da 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 mode. There was something very special about not only your property, but Glacier and Montana. I mean, to the point where I'm like, okay, like if I leave the Teton area, the experience that I had up in Glacier and Columbia, I mean, that area was just so darn special that it sold me. And I can understand why people do fall in love with these locations. And essentially, you know, you are right there at the base of, you know, one of the most stunning, you know, national parks.
Yeah, it's so true. And obviously this has become, especially during the pandemic and post-pandemic, a popular area for people to move to. But there is something awfully special and unique about the Flathead Valley and about Montana in general. And yeah, you know, it's a big state, fourth biggest state, but less than 1 million people. So there's a lot of wide open space to experience here.
Wow. Okay. And so if we've obviously sold people on this, for somebody
I think they're ready to come.
Yes. For somebody that wants to come and hang out with you, and what was your dog's name? Was it Coda?
Dakota.
Yeah. I mean, just the sweetest dog. I mean, for somebody that wants to come and just experience this hospitality, I mean, because it's a family. I think I told you, you know, I didn't feel like I was just staying some random place. I mean, here's the owner out there interacting, and maybe that's not always the case, but it felt like I was truly being invited to come stay at your home. And then it just the entire time I was like, wow, like I feel like I'm a part of this Rome family and this Rome Beyond Travel family.
Well, I'm out there on a regular basis, and that's why we made a decision to not only open this property, but to live on the property as well, because it gives us a chance to connect. I'm cooking dinner for a group tonight, and I love to do it. It's just part of the experience and part of what we created. So yeah, if people want to check it out, you can come to RomeBeyond.travel, ROAM, Beyond.travel, and then click on the experiences tab, and that'll take you to our different experiences. And we'll be launching more of these experiences this summer. We're going to the Sun Road. The last weekend will be Father's Day weekend. And the reason for that is that the week after that, we expect the road's going to open. So they're plowing it right now. And once the road opens to cars, bikes are only allowed during certain hours. And frankly, it's so much better to ride it without cars. It just, as you know, it's magical to be able to be on that road without cars.
Definitely. And you had a busy summer last year. So if people are interested in coming out to Glacier this summer, which they definitely should, they should get online and book early. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We have mid-August, still some space available. And right after Labor Day, some space available, but we're getting pretty full. You know, you can get maybe a couple nights here and there. But July in particular is quite full already.
Well, and it's full for good reasons. So Corey, thanks again. I really appreciate the opportunity to come out there. It was incredibly special. We put together a video looking at the photos. I mean, everything was just so stunning. And even just talking to you right now, it's hard to express words. Living here in the Tetons, everyone says, oh, if you think the Tetons are amazing, like wait till you get up to Glacier. Wait till you see that place. And I was humbled. I was like, wow, there is some special places in this world. And it's rad that you've chose that location to have these experiences, because everybody was smiling that entire time, and I made great friends, and I'm now in contact with these people. I mean, this is you've got a great family that you have there, and it feels like I am a part of that Rome Beyond family, and I'm sure all the guests are going to have that similar experience. So congratulations on what you've built, Rome Beyond Homegrown Trailers. And I look forward to seeing, you know, where the next experiences take place.
Yeah, there will be many, many more to come. And I hope you can come back and experience them again. And next summer we'll have Olympic and a whole new series of experiences at Olympic National Park as well. So yeah, it was a thrill to have you out, Mike. I really appreciate you having me on the show and helping us share our story.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Corey. Say hi to everybody for us. And I will definitely stop in the next time I'm in that area. And wow, just such a special place. So thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. Well, what a cool episode with Corey Weathers. Corey, thanks again. And thank you to the Roam Beyond Travel team. I had such an amazing experience up there. I truly, from the bottom of my heart, know that anybody that's listening to this podcast will love, love, love the Roam Beyond experience. So don't miss out. Make sure you go onto their website, roambeyond.travel. That's R-O-A-M, beyond.travel. And you can book the Glacier package right now. And then, as Corey said, looks like next year they're doing Olympia. Hopefully they get that up on the website soon so that you can book that too. Anyway, thanks again. This week's sponsor, Snow King Mountain, here in Jackson, Wyoming, often overlooked. If you're in the Jackson, Wyoming area, it's 2 blocks from Town Square. Do yourself a favor, walk over to Snow King. You will love it.